bringing Eno Saris of Fangraphs. How you doing, Eno?
Hey, good morning.
Reading a couple of your articles you've done recently, one in ESPN, one in Fangraphs, but I want to ask you about Andrew Miller because obviously Andrew Miller's emerged as kind of the dominant story in the ALCS. But I found it interesting in that yesterday we had a chance to talk to Jose Bautista, and Bautista mentioned that he thought Miller had actually had developed another slider. He said, vintage Bautista, he said, I mean, I don't know if this is news and maybe it's just me, but he said, you know, he's got a slider, which is a slurve that he's still throwing, and that's the one the Jays remember from last year. But then he also, Jose said, he throws another slider that just breaks differently than the other one. His thing is, he said he's playing games. He's playing games with the slider, which, you know, is
funny.
Well, yeah. But I mean, he meant playing games in a good way.
Yeah.
But I mean, what are you seeing? Because it's clear that these guys, I mean, they just have no chance against him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, a lot of the guys. It's funny. Over the course of my interviewing players, I've heard a lot that the changeup is a field pitch, mm-hmm. but I actually think that maybe the breaking ball is more of a field pitch, because if you think about it, a breaking ball can go all the way from a 12-6 curveball to a slurve to a slider to a cutter, and there are lots of little variations in between. So I think that guys that are really good at breaking balls, you know, most of the time they tell me, Jake Arrieta tells me, you know, I have two or three sliders. I have kind of a cutter. I have the big slider that I use to backfoot people, and it's just a little bit of a change of finger pressure, mm-hmm. you know, being a little bit more behind the ball than around the side of the ball, and you can get different movements. And considering that Andrew Miller is throwing more sliders than fastballs right now, and that of the 31 sliders he's thrown, 16 of them have either been swinging or called strikes, mm. You know, he's basically on fire. And he's the MVP right now of this series. So
I heard last night when Clayton Kershaw was pitching, they talked a lot about spin rate, that he had the highest spin rate on his slider than anybody in baseball. Do you look at that a lot this time of the year? No, I'm not sure if I look at it a lot during the regular season, but when it's really magnified and you look on why a guy can throw a pitch over and over and over again, well, you would think spin rate would come into play.
Yeah, I think it's the most important on fastballs and curveballs, because, you know, that spin gets converted into movement, and it's part of why it's hard to pick up. If you think about a fastball and curveball, they're both spinning really fast. They spin in the same direction. It's up and down. So if you can't really tell if it's coming at you or going away from you, you don't know if it's a fastball or curveball. That's why Rich Hill is so amazing. So, you know, I think that, tonight's starter for the Indians, it's Bauer tonight. Mm-hmm. He's got a high spin rate fastball, and you might have heard Jock Peterson gave a funny interview after I think their game five, where he said, or maybe the game one win, where he said, I wanted to get on top of the spin rate of that fastball. And I think that what he basically was saying is high spin rate fastballs give you a little bit of ride. They kind of finish higher than you would think. They kind of zip up at the end, or it feels that way to the hitter. So I think what he was saying is, like, I knew that it was going to be a high fastball, but I also knew because this guy has a high spin rate fastball that it would be even higher than I thought. So I really had to get on top of it. Basically.
It's interesting because last Wednesday, and I don't know how I hadn't seen this documentary before, but I watched Fastball mm-hmm. last Wednesday, and they talked about the rising fastball and spin rate. And it was, of course, the scientists claim that there's no such thing as a rising fastball. I was kind of surprised because Justin Verlander agreed with the scientist. He said, the fastball doesn't rise. Well, but every hitter you spoke to, though, you know, like Hank Aaron said, you know, yeah, it rose. It used to rise all the time.
Well, it's, you know, what happens is that because you can't even see the baseball, like your brain can't work fast enough, the baseball is going so fast, your mind creates these ideas of where a pitch is going to go. So, you know, a normal pitch does this. And when we talk about ride, we're just talking about a pitch that ends up 3 inches, 4 inches higher than that. So Estrada and Happ have rising fastballs, high spin fastballs. Mm-hmm. And it's the hardest thing to watch. If you're at the game, you're like, I'm going to watch Jay Happ. You're just like, I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
We've been like an 89 mile an hour fastball. I don't know why they can't hit it. And part of that is spin rate, and the ball ends up a little bit higher than people think.
You know, I wish we had a little more time to chat. I apologize for this, but yeah. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll do it again.
Great stuff.
Thanks a lot, guys.